Okay, so this is the final section of the interview, which is the reflection. Looking back from now, is there anything you would have done differently?
I can honestly say no.
Really?
You know, our family did go through a lot of struggles, and I personally went through a lot of struggles myself. But I feel that those have made me the person that I am today. I may not always make the right choices or the right decisions, but I've learned from all my mistakes, and, you know, it has made me who I am today, and I'm happy with who I am today. So, no, I wouldn't change anything.
It's good. Really good. What are positives and negatives living in the United States or the Philippines, in your opinion?
Okay, so let's start with the negatives, because I don't want to end with anything negative. So we'll start with the United States. I feel one negative aspect of the United States is we really lack that sense of family togetherness. You know, when we started out over here in America, I feel we were closer than where we are now. You know, back then we used to all have dinner together, all six of us, you know, and we used to even sleep in one bedroom.
Yeah,
because that's all we could afford.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And so now, you know, we have our own rooms, we really have our own lives, and it's rare that all six of us can get together to have dinner anymore. And it's a little bit understandable since we're all growing up, but I do miss it, you know, and oftentimes I remember in the Philippines as well. You know, you see, like, families, generations, you know, like, living under one roof.
Right.
You have the great-grandmas and the grandparents.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the parents, their kids, and, you know, it's just, like, full house. But you rarely see that over here. And to me, I remember working in a nursing home for my clinicals and just, you know, seeing, like, the older people there and, like learning about their stories and, you know, seeing how sad they were that their kids are not visiting anymore, and like knowing that more and more older people are being brought to these types of nursing homes, it just makes me really sad. On a positive note though, what I love about the United States is the sense of independence and freedom that it has given the four of us. In the Philippines, we were very coddled.
Right.
And we were very sheltered. And then we moved here, and I feel that it has made all of us a stronger person. And
it's true.
Yeah. And growing up over here, I feel that I have a lot more opportunities. It has given us a lot more opportunities to be able to learn about ourselves and really be able to succeed. So, the Philippines. One negative thing that I don't like about the Philippines is when you grow up in a very privileged household, you pretty much don't know how to do anything for yourself.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, as much as I love our cousins that are still in the Philippines right now, you know, they're all about 16, 17, you know.
Yeah, and, roughly about that age, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were growing up at that age, we knew how to do our own laundry. We knew how to drive.
Right.
We knew how to cook our own food. We, like, knew which bus route to take to get to the mall.
Yeah.
But then, you know, our cousins in the Philippines, they still don't know how to do their own laundry. They still have drivers driving them around. And,
yeah.
You know, to me, it's just sad, like, knowing that they still don't really know how to do a lot of those things for themselves. But one of the positive things that I like about the Philippines is the sense of community. Everybody knew everybody over there.
Yeah.
And, nobody hesitates to help someone out. I remember they call it kababayan.
Kababayan,
yeah. Kababayan. Yeah. And so, I really like that about the Philippines.
Yeah. So, looking at the past, are you happy from where you are now?
I actually am. Like I said, you know, we did go through a lot. But, I'm very happy with where we are.